Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the advances in telehealth at the Veterans Affairs Central Iowa Healthcare System? Let's go in depth with Nurse Pamela South and Dr. Andrew Muth. Pamela, we first met several years ago, and you showed me some remarkable things with telehealth, things that were just sort of being rolled out by the VA. And it was things that were bringing treatment and advice, counsel to bedsides and all over. I remember you telling me about somebody that was consulting from Minneapolis. How about an update? Are there exciting things still happening?
There's a lot of exciting things still happening in telehealth with the VA. I think telehealth has expanded quite a bit since our last conversation. And one of the great things that I can say about telehealth is that we're able to bring the VA care to the veteran in their location of choice. And we're able to utilize that through video or through images that we're able to send to specialists, or we can pair that veteran with a RN case manager to help them with any kind of chronic condition that they're dealing with.
And Dr. Muth, how do you fit in with this?
Yeah, so really, you know, the VA is taking care of, our facility is taking care of veterans all over Central Iowa, even in very rural areas. And so I'm looking at the clinical data and trying to identify those veterans that live in very rural areas, or those veterans really that aren't getting the care that's needed, and being able to connect them with telehealth resources.
How do you identify a veteran? Do you just go through down the veterans? Do you just, somebody says, okay, there's a problem, this guy or gal isn't getting treatment. How do you identify the veterans that need the help?
Exactly. There are reports that we look at. So we write SQL data queries and query our clinical data warehouse. And going through, we can pull up the reports that looking for instance, veterans that need flu shots or other immunizations, or veterans who haven't seen their primary care provider in a period of time. We're also looking at veterans who need mental health care and trying to identify those veterans that are kind of falling through the cracks, so to speak, in those reports. And then we are able to connect them, we'll reach out to them through nursing case managers or other means, and we'll reach out to those veterans and try to enroll them in our services.
You have, I presume, a bunch of veterans that you help coordinate their treatment, Pamela.
Correct.
Okay, and so then you know them pretty well, and so then do you try to identify the technologies that can help them? Is that how it works, so that they don't have to go to Des Moines all the time? How let's just say that there's a veteran that you're seeing later this afternoon. How does this work?
Well, I would definitely speak to the veteran about the modalities that we have available for telehealth. And I would see what that veteran had as far as maybe a chronic condition they could be dealing with, or why they came into the clinic on a particular day. And for example, if the veteran is working with a new diagnosis of diabetes, we would want to support that veteran, because if you go to your appointment and you hear about a disease that you have for the first time, that's a lot of information to process. And being a patient, you might go home and not remember all of the instruction that you were given, because it's a lot to take in. So what we do is we would pair that veteran with our home telehealth program. Home telehealth kind of consists of a device that we would send home with that veteran. And in that device, there are programmed questions and education, depending on what that veteran's needs would be. And then we give them the cell phone of a RN that works in home telehealth, who is directly paired with that veteran's provider, so that when the veteran had questions or entered information into their machine, the nurse would be able to call, or the veteran would be able to call the nurse directly. What our goal is with that is to teach that veteran to be able to manage their diagnosis and keep them out of inpatient hospitalizations, and bring that point of care to the veteran at their home, and sometimes even at their workplace. Basically, their location of choice is where we're able to care for that veteran.
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation about telehealth at the VA with Nurse Pamela South and Dr. Andrew Muth. And this piece of technology, what's it look like? And what's the interface? Is it hard? Is it like a cell phone or what?
It can be several different options. So we can even provide iPads to those veterans. It's also vital signs devices. So we can give them a blood pressure cuff. We can provide them with a ways to monitor some of their own lab values, so like a hemoglobin A1C, and getting those blood sugars checked as well. We can provide things that take vital signs or scales that provide weights. And then all this data is fed into website or a portal that our nurse managers in telehealth will be surveilling. And then they can keep a very close eye on how vital signs are trending or how blood sugars are trending, and then be able to reach out if we're going in the wrong direction.
How does an iPad interface with the body? I mean, how does the information get transferred?
Well, the information utilizes a vendor that is approved and secure through the VA. And there are times where I get asked questions by veterans, is the information I put in here protected? And it absolutely is. So the nurse essentially goes into this vendor website and is able to pull that information that the veteran puts in, or their answers to questions that they were asked, and they're able to assess that and then create a call and talk to that veteran, or even do a video call so that they can provide an assessment to that veteran, and they're able to give treatment or involve a provider. Or they can even involve the veteran's caregiver that doesn't have to be in the same location.
And all those devices are, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi enabled, and so they're seamlessly being transferred into our electronic health record.
The veteran might take their blood pressure and then they enter it.
Exactly.
There's not some magical thing you strap to their arm yet.
Not quite, although there are some devices that will literally take that blood pressure cuff reading and transfer it through Bluetooth or Wi-Fi technologies into our system. It depends on the device.
Okay, so what kinds of self-monitoring does the veteran do? I guess it depends upon what their issues are.
Yes, whatever their needs are is dependent on what piece of equipment we send them. So if we need to monitor their blood pressures because they have CHF, or we need to monitor their weights to see if they maybe gained some weight overnight, we can send them a scale, we can send them a blood pressure cuff. We can also monitor their blood oxygen levels by sending them a device that they would put on their finger. It takes a reading, and then it can just Bluetooth it right into the machine. So we have a lot of devices available, but we tailor that equipment to what the veteran needs.
How about what they can handle? Some of us are better at technology than others. Does that make a difference?
It does make a difference, and so that's one of the things that we assess for is how kind of technology savvy is that veteran, and if they need some assistance in that realm, there's people, TCTs or...
There's telehealth clinical technicians that are on standby that can go to that veteran's home and be able to help them with their appointment. We have a rural health program where a telehealth clinical technician basically takes the equipment in a suitcase and is able to set up within the veteran's home and conduct the appointment with the veteran back to a therapist for physical therapy, maybe occupational therapy or speech therapy, and that way that veteran doesn't have to come into the VA. We essentially bring the VA to the veteran.
And it's like real time or nearly real time data. It's not like you go every 6 months. I mean, you can detect a problem quicker. Is that
That's correct? And we're trending this data real time on a daily basis, and the nurse managers are looking at that data every day and detecting when there needs to be a change or some sort of intervention. And additionally, we're implementing even more in-depth predictive analytics to look at all the vital signs data that's being entered and see if we can predict anyone who's going to have a bad outcome and be able to reach them sooner as well.
Is that something you do by eyeballing a chart, or is it something that a software algorithm pops up the warning?
It's a software algorithm that we're developing right now currently.
Well, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. We're excited about it.
Because there's so many charts, and you only have so many people, and so if you have an algorithm that says, a drastic increase in blood pressure, something.
Exactly, and so it's really, we think that the computer and the algorithms are adding to the clinical decision-making, so it's really in partnership. It doesn't replace the clinical decision-making, but it really augments it and improves it.
Well, it doesn't replace it in the sense that the ultimate decision isn't made by the computer, it's made by the physician or
That's
nurse.
That's correct, uh-huh. But yeah, it is a very exciting thing. And then also, we're looking for those care gaps. And one of the things that we're rolling out is our mobile medical unit, or our MMU, which is going to select locations. We're looking at even Hy-Vee or Walmart or various organizations where we can find a group, say, of diabetic patients who are having high A1Cs, and we'll reach out to them and say, hey, actually, we're going to be in your area at Hy-Vee, and why don't you come down and we can give you some education on diabetes or, whatever that sort of illness is. So very exciting time to be in healthcare.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about telehealth at the VA with Nurse Pamela South and Dr. Andrew Muth. Well, Pamela, you smiled when he said mobile medical unit. You like this concept.
I really do. I was just going to mention that if you hear about the mobile medical unit coming to your location, I would really encourage our veterans to come out and just check it out. In that unit, we're able to even provide flu shots, as Dr. Moose said, but we can also incorporate tele-eligibility. So there may be some veterans who are not necessarily enrolled in the VA and they wonder about the process to get that done. We're able to do that in live time with our staff who are located back in Des Moines. And we've been pretty successful thus far. I know that we have enrolled multiple veterans who came out to check out the mobile medical unit. And it's just really exciting to be able to bring this technology to the community. And I encourage those veterans who are interested in checking it out to come visit us when we come out to a Hy-Vee or when we come out to a Walmart to kind of see what we have to offer.
Well, that seems much more easily done, because who wants to set up an appointment and wait in Des Moines and you don't even know who to call? You don't know what the number, but if you hear that this is coming, you can just show up and somebody will help you.
Exactly. We're really trying to break down those barriers in transportation or rurality or things like that. So we're trying to kind of get outside of the four walls of the healthcare system and really bring healthcare to where the patients are most often, which is in their home or in their communities. And so it's just really great to be able to be a part of that.
Well, this is a really, really big quality of life issue, isn't it?
It is. I really wanted to kind of touch base on the different ways that telehealth can assist the veterans. We have three different programs going right now that I wanted to kind of showcase. One of them is home telehealth, and that's the case management aspect that we spoke about today. That's where a piece of equipment about the size of a Kleenex box is sent home with a veteran, where questions and education are provided, and then the veteran can simply hit a yes or no button in their responses. Those responses are evaluated by RN case managers Monday through Friday between the hours of 7:30 and 4 o'clock. They can expect to hear from their nurse frequently. I would say that phone calls are made to veterans who are enrolled in the home telehealth program once a week and more often if needed. The second program that I wanted to talk about regarding telehealth is our Store and Forward program. That's where images are actually taken of, say, a veteran's skin condition or perhaps their eyes to be able to assess for eye health or how a skin condition may or may not be healing. Sometimes we may have questionable moles that need to be checked out. The great benefit of this program is that it's available in your nearest location. That could be a CBOC, or that could be on the mobile unit, or that could be with the rural health program where we send a technician to your home. Also, we're able to utilize technology that the veteran already has, so that way we can capture those images and send those on, so that way they can be sent to a specialist that may not necessarily exist in Iowa. We're able to give veterans access to providers who are located throughout the United States, so that really any specialist that you need is available at your fingertips through telehealth. The last program I wanted to talk about was a clinical video telehealth program. This is one where you're able to meet with your provider basically in a video connection that is secure, and you can feel free to add in any type of caregiver or family member who can join you for your appointment that can be in any location throughout the United States. For example, one time we had a veteran who was receiving some instruction about his health care, and he really wanted to involve his daughter who went on vacation in Florida. We were able to send her that same link in her email where you click on the link and it sends you into a video chat room. In that chat room, you're able to speak with your provider as if you were just sitting and talking to them over the TV. It's really quite remarkable how we're able to tie in basically care from anywhere to anywhere.
That's pretty neat, because sometimes, especially with our older veterans and older population in general, it's nice to have a family member there to help translate.
It definitely is. Yes.
Well, anything else that I didn't know enough to ask or that you'd like to share today as we close?
I don't think so. Really just want to emphasize that we're trying to improve healthcare delivery and really improve access to healthcare.
Remarkable stride since we last spoke. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure. And we actually just visited Iowa State University, and we'd like to put some equipment out there so that it's available to students as well. So we're trying to get into those different areas where we have veterans who are up and coming and may need access to the VA or are unsure of what their eligibility might be. So we'd like to pop up in different colleges as well as the community. But if there's any suggestions on areas where maybe the mobile unit would be beneficial, we're absolutely open to including locations in our tour.
And we also just really appreciate you taking the time to have this discussion with us. So,
well, it's exciting. Thank you.
Definitely. It's always great to talk to you.
Thanks to Pamela South and Andrew Muth for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.